through the orange and purple pipe. Feel the sun hit my face. The water gets white.
Good morning, this is DJ Mehmet with Global Citizen on WMFO Medford. Every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. I will take you to a journey around the world with music. Again, today is December 30th, 2017. We are only 2 days away from 2018, and this will be the last show of 2017. As you are hearing Mercan Dede and his instrumental work Ab-ı Hayat from his Su album, I would like to talk about what we have this week on our show. This week, since this is the last show of the year, I wanted to do something different, which is still within the concept of Global Citizen. As you know, I play music from around the world on this program. But this week, I wanted to do something extra in addition to the music. I said, why don't we take a look back at 2017 and see what happened in the world in the year of 2017. In order to do that, I did a little bit of a search. But I ended up with Wikipedia because they had a title under 2017 and they listed all the important events around the world happened in 2017 month by month. So today my goal is to cover all that stuff and talk about it a little bit if I can, and I will also play music, of course, from around the world. Again, you're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. Another thing I would like to mention today, I will be with you since from 6 to 8 a.m. Usually my show is from 6 to 7 a.m. but I will also be covering for another hour from 7 to 8 a.m. So we will have 2 hours of music from around the world. And if you would like to reach out to me during the show, we have a phone number you can call, 855-915-9636. Again, the number is 855-915-9636. You can also follow our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. I will leave you with some public service announcement first, and then you will listen to a song, and then right after the song I will come back and tell you the name of the song and also start talking about the year 2017.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Faithfully over the sea.
You just heard Ishtar. Ishtar was also on our first show. The band Alabina, she is the leading artist of the group Alabina. From time to time, they do productions with different groups and different musicians. Ishtar is a very interesting musical figure. She knows many Middle Eastern languages, and in addition to that, as you can hear, she knows very well English. So that song was Last Kiss from her album The Voice of Alabina. You are listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and you're with DJ Mehmet. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I will be with you for 2 hours today until 8 a.m. and I will also be doing something different in addition to music this week. Since the name of the show is Global Citizen, from time to time I would like to touch base on some global issues and bring you some news from around the world in addition to music from around the world. So this week I decided to look back to 2017, and what I see in 2017, unfortunately, very unfortunate events happened in 2017, and a lot of people are looking forward to 2018. And we'll talk about that in a minute, why people feel that way, because if you look at the events happened in 2017, a lot of natural disasters, a lot of humanitarian crisis, and political issues happened in 2017. We will begin with January. Let's take a look at January 2017. What were the most important things happened in 2017 according to Wikipedia? So January 20, Donald Trump is sworn in by Chief Justice of the United States John Roberts as the 45th President of the United States of America. Trump, a Republican New York City businessman, becomes the first non-political office holder or non-member of the military to hold the office. Mike Pence, former governor of Indiana, takes the oath of office as the 48th Vice President of the United States. According to Wikipedia, the next important event in January happened in January 21st. Millions of people worldwide joined the Women's March in response to the inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. 420 marches were reported in the US and 168 in other countries, becoming the largest single-day protest in American history and the largest worldwide protest in recent history. So that was all about January, according to Wikipedia. I don't want to play a song before I talk about February, because according to February, there's only one major event happened in 2017, which happened on February 11th. North Korea prompts international condemnation by test firing a ballistic missile across the Sea of Japan. So that was all for January and February 2017, according to Wikipedia's most important, notable events in 2017. We'll continue after a song. You will now hear El Andalus Project and Morena. So you just heard Morena from the El Andalus project, and I would like to give you a little bit more information about this project and the band behind it. El Andalus, the blooming musical culture in medieval Spain, encounters with Islamic, Jewish, and Christian music. In the Andalus project, the three deciding cultures of the Middle Ages, the Muslim, Jewish, and Christian religions, are symbolized through the origins of the singers Mara Aranda from Spain, Iman Kandusi from Morocco, and Sigrid Hassan from Germany. The cultural span of these three religions, even today, has never lost its fascinating and topicality. The El Andalus project is an extraordinary project that uses its musical brilliance of the highest technical quality to realize the peaceful coexistence of the three predominant cultures of our time. The El Andalus project came into being from the meeting of the Munich group Estampi with the Spanish and Moroccan musicians from Aman Aman and Lam de Folk, who gave a concert in Munich in November 2005. Just a year later, the cross-border formation presented its contemporary, lively interpretation of traditional Jewish Sephardic, Arabic, and Christian music at the Landshuter Court Music Days. The ensemble has toured all over Germany, Austria, and Spain, and has appeared at international festivals in Belgium, Holland, England, and Poland. In 2012, the El Andalus project was awarded the most prestigious German folk award, the Global Ruth, at the renowned dance and folk festival in Rudolstadt. You are listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford with DJ Mehmet. This week on Global Citizen, I am going over the year 2017. The most notable events in 2017 is under our radar. So we just finished January and February. And by the way, this is the list from Wikipedia's 2017 page. Let's take a look at March 2017. Let's see what happened in March. March 10th, the United Nations warns that the world is facing the biggest humanitarian crisis since World War II, with up to 20 million people at risk of starvation and famine in Yemen, Somalia, South Sudan, and Nigeria. March 29, the United Kingdom triggers Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, starting the Brexit negotiations, the talks for the United Kingdom to leave the European Union. March 30, SpaceX conducts the world's first reflight of an orbital class rocket. So those were the things happened in March 2017. The humanitarian crisis in Yemen and Somalia, they still continue, and unfortunately the number has been growing, and unfortunately nothing has been really done. Let's continue with music. This time I would like to play Gypsy Kings, another band from Spanish region, but they have the roots from Morocco as the barbarian heritage. So we would like to play Volare by Gypsy Kings.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito.
We just heard Gypsy Kings and Volare. You're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. For those of you who just turned their radios on, Global Citizen is a music show. We also touch base on global issues and events and also announce some upcoming musical events or international activities around Boston area. So I would like to give you some updates. These are actually on our Facebook page. Again, if you would like to keep up with our show, our Facebook page is facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. And also I would like to announce our phone number if you want to call in, 855-915-9636. Now I will be going over some events coming up. One of them is on January 5th. Blood Drum Spirit Jazz Concert and Film Screening hosted by Multicultural Arts Center. This will take place on January 5th, Friday at 7:30 p.m. Blood Drum Spirit brings a new global vision to music, exploring deep into the world's great traditions through the prism of live jazz performance. This concert is expertly paired with VR1, a documentary film exploring the musical and cultural threads that connect jazz with its West African roots, and following the stories of four American musicians as they travel to Ghana to collaborate with master musicians, dancers, and singers. So this event will take place on January 5th, Friday at 7:30 p.m. If you would like to get more information about the event, you can visit our Facebook page. Again, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo, and you can click events. The next event I would like to mention is going to take place on Saturday, January 13, at 7:30 p.m. at MIT Chapel. This one is called Music of Ottoman Turkish Woman Composers. 500-year-old Ottoman music tradition owes a lot to the contribution of women composers, performers, and teachers of Turkish music. Oldest documentations and illustrations which have survived until now of women performing music are from the 16th century. Studying musical activities of Ottoman women help us both understand the Ottoman tradition and the place of women in the music of modern Turkish society. We will be performing works of numerous influential women composers dating from 17th century to present. And this event will take place again on January 13, 2018 at 7:30 p.m. at MIT Chapel. There's a suggested donation of $10. And if you would like to get more information about this event, you can also visit our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. Before we continue with the historical events happened in 2017, I would like to take a musical break, and this time we will hear Azam Ali, and let's learn a little bit about Azam Ali. Azam Ali is an Iranian-American singer and musician. As of 2013, Ali has released 8 full-length albums with the bands VAS and Niyaz, as well as 4 full-length solo albums. Born in Tehran on October 1970, Ali spent most of her childhood in Pachgani, India. Ali and her mother moved to Los Angeles, California in 1985, after which Ali discovered the santur. Ali then studied the santur under Persian master Manavshir Sadeghi, which led to the rediscovery of her voice. She now lives in the Canadian city of Montreal. Let's hear Nami Nami from Azam Ali. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Azam Ali, Nami Nami. You're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. Every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. I take you to a journey with music from around the world. And this time on Global Citizen, I also have a special edition of the show. This week we just go over the events happened in 2017. So we came to April 2017. Let's take a look and see what happened in 2017 in the month of April. April 6th, in response to a suspected chemical weapons attack on a rebel-held town, the US military launches a missile attack on an air base in Syria. Russia describes the strikes as an aggression, adding they significantly damage US-Russia ties. April 13, in 2017, Nangarhar airstrike. The US drops the world's largest non-nuclear weapon at an ISIL base in Afghanistan. Let's move over to May 2017. May 12th, computers around the world are hit by a large-scale ransomware cyber attack, which goes on to affect to at least 150 countries. May 22nd, a terrorist bombing attack at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England kills 22 people and injures over 500. You are listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford, and we are covering the events, notable events happened in 2017 as the last show of 2017 today. I will be with you until 8 a.m. If you want to call in, our phone number is 855-915-9636. Now, let's continue with music again with a band, Fundamental. Fundamental is a British-based multi-ethnic hip-hop ethno-techno world fusion music group formed in 1991. The group is notable for its energetic fusion of Eastern and Western musical forms, for its outspoken political stance, and for its strong Islamic affiliation and advocacy. Fundamental's political stance has led to the group earning the label the Asian Public Enemy. The group's work has led to international attention and collaborations with artists from Pakistan, South Africa, and Siberia. So we will hear Jasha Tan, Transglobal Underground Karachi music from their album Asian Travels.
We'll be right back.
So that was Fundamental. Now let's continue looking back to 2017. We just finished the month of May and we will look back to June 2017, see what happened around the world. And you're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford. June 1st, amidst widespread criticism, the US announced its decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement in due time. June 7, two terrorist attacks are simultaneously carried out by five terrorists belonging to ISIL against the Iranian Parliament building and the mausoleum of Ruhollah Khomeini, both in Tehran, Iran, leaving 17 civilians dead and 43 wounded. It becomes the first ISIL attack in Iran. June 10, 2017, World Expo is open in Astana, Kazakhstan. June 12, American student Otto Warmbier returns home in a coma after spending 17 months in a North Korean prison and dies a week later. June 18, Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps fires six surface-to-surface mid-range ballistic missiles from domestic bases targeting the ISIL forces in Syria in response to the terrorist attacks in Tehran earlier that month. June 21, the Great Mosque of al-Nuri in Mosul, Iraq is destroyed by the ISIL. June 25, the World Health Organization estimates that Yemen has over 200,000 cases of cholera. June 27, a series of cyber attacks using the Petya malware begins, affecting organizations in Ukraine. So that was the month of June 2017. Like I said at the beginning of the show, not so many pleasant events happened in 2017, unfortunately. We'll continue going over the noticeable events in 2017 in the next hour, but I would like to end this hour with another song. This time an Armenian singer, Aylin Khachaturian, will be our guest. Aylin Khachaturian is a recording artist who was born in Beirut in 1978 to an Armenian-Lebanese family. She grew up to the sounds of piano, both her grandmother and aunt played. In December 2008, Khachaturian launched her debut album, Midan, under her full name, Aylin Khachaturian, which is an exquisite mixture of traditional Armenian songs clashed to the rhythms of alternative rock. The album won the Best Rock Album at the Armenian Music Awards in Los Angeles in 2009. A few years down the road, in March 2013, Aylin performed her first concert in Los Angeles for the Mosaic Festival to a crowd of 4,000 people who welcomed her with unique enthusiasm. Khachaturian has performed in a number of different cities and countries, in Dubai, Yerevan, Moscow, California and Beirut. And she also performed in Istanbul. And also World Armenian Entertainment Awards, she was nominated as the best vocalist of the Armenian diaspora. You're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. I'm closing this hour with Aylin Khachaturian, and the name of the song will be Karuna.